This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-A-L-I. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. Crime is definitely on the rise. And at about the next segment, we are going to be joined by CEO of and founder of the Guardian Angels and my radio brother, Curtis Sliwa. So that's going to be a great segment coming up. A lot of issues going on locally, nationally. We hear of a couple insurance plans on the Obamacare exchanges leaving. Saying no more. One out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Another one out of New Mexico. So, you know, what's happening to our exchanges? What's happening to Obamacare? And are you guys going to have enough choices during the next enrollment? Yeah, I think we're going to have choices. I just think the choices aren't going to be that good. There's a new cholesterol medication on the market. Very exciting. Lottie, yippee-doo. But it's expensive. And, you know, as we're looking at these new medications coming out, they're just getting more and more expensive. In fact, we're looking at cancer medications this week. And some cancer drug prices are going as high as $10,000 a month. So when you look at these insurance companies not being able to stay fiscal and solvent and be able to provide payments and benefits and dropping off the exchange. We have the Silver State Nevada Exchange where I live. And you see your cancer prices going past over $10,000 a month. No wonder we can't make this work. ACLU is suing a Catholic hospital in California for refusing to, perform a BTL, a bilateral tubal ligation, for a woman who was going to be undergoing a C-section. And they, their threat to sue has caused the Catholic hospital to change course. Say, all right, fine, we'll do it. Should Catholic hospitals be forced to practice procedures that are against their creed, their religion, their beliefs? Apparently what happened with this one patient is the next nearest hospital was 160 miles away. You kidding me? 160 miles away. That would be offered on her insurance plan. When I heard that a hospital was getting sued because patient wanted them to perform a procedure that they couldn't perform, I thought the ACLU was coming to their rescue. And no, the ACLU is the one that's actually threatening to sue. So as much as I want patients to not have to go through second and third procedures to get sterilization procedures, it's a lot safer for the patient to get it done during a C-section. Many of my patients have benefited from that from their respective OBs. We still have the topic of we got a lot of Catholic hospitals out there. And do they have rights? Do they have, are religious rights or religious beliefs and personal rights, right, protected under our civil liberty laws? Are they protected? Or are we seeing more and more criticism of that? And are Catholic hospitals going to be forced to do things that they don't deem acceptable to their religion because it's violating patients' rights? We need to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Costs are skyrocketing when it comes to insurance, when it comes to medicine, and we are finding that many seniors with cancer are turning to alternative medicines. All right? Now, as a doctor, I'm an MD. All right. I love homeopathy. I love acupuncture. I think alternative medicine is phenomenal. I just don't know much about it. And the reason why I don't know much about it is because, A, you only have X amount of years and X amount of hours and X amount of time in the day to know your regular allopathic medicine field, let alone, you know, to learn about everything else. But I don't know it to the degree of if it's going to interfere with your regular allopathic treatment. And a lot of these quote-unquote natural substances that people are taking aren't so natural. The study authors found that many of these patients do not tell their doctors that using complementary medicine or alternative medicine. And so we have no idea if these quote-unquote natural medicines or supplements or things people are taking are even mixing with their medications or preventing absorption of their medications and their chemotherapeutic agents, etc. Apparently, this study looked at 200 elderly cancer patients aged 61 to 98, found that 26% took alternative medicines at some point in their cancer treatment. Now, mind you, I've already had a couple cancer scares, so God forbid I get one and they say this is the real thing. Man, I will do whatever it takes. I'm a fighter. However, I do not want to be messing up something that I'm counting on to help cure me. We talked about this week fish oil supplements and how another study has come out saying, wait, fish oil supplements are not protecting your memory and protecting your cognitive decline. What are we putting in our bodies in terms of supplements? Now, I wrote a piece for Epoch Times on the fish oil issue where fish oil coming from fish, it's pretty damn good. All right. I mean, we know that eating fish is a very, very healthy part of your diet, assuming you're not overeating it and not getting too much mercury. All right. You know, we know that people that eat fish, you know, they seem to have lower cholesterol levels. They seem to have better moods. But what about the supplements? Are the supplements a true indicative supplement? All right. Are they truly the fish oil that you are getting in its most natural form? Maybe not, because these studies on fish oil supplements just are not, inspiring proving to us researchers and doctors and patients that they can do what they claim to do. Maybe it's because the processing is screwing things up. Maybe it's because when you eat an actual piece of real fish, you're getting selenium, vitamin D, all the other good stuff that helps you metabolize and absorb the fish oil. But, you know, when you're popping these capsules, what are you getting? So, obviously, this is a concern that many of us are turning to supplements, turning to natural medicine because, A, we want to trust something, we want to find hope, but B, maybe we can't afford the medication and we're hoping that we could go over the counter or we could go and see an alternative medicine doctor that could help us. Luckily, the alternative medicine doctors in my town, they're great.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some of you guys on the line. Let's talk to John calling from Las Vegas. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I'm glad to see that you didn't leave the state after our very wise legislature passed that additional requirement that physicians report medications. I thought that was a much-needed bill. I'm glad you did. But the reason I called, Doc, is, you know, you're a conservative gal, and I'm a liberal guy, and we disagree on a lot of politics. I think the one area where we could absolutely agree is that there's a ton of waste, fraud, and abuse in the medical health care system.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, I've got two examples that come to mind real quick. One, you know, routine chest x-ray, The company that did the x-ray found a nodule, you know, put that family in a panic. 2 weeks later, same company did a CAT scan. Oh, geez, not conclusive. You know, 2 weeks later, the company did an MRI. So, and then everything was fine. So it just seemed to me that situation was ripe for potential fraud and abuse, since the company that was making the diagnosis would also do the subsequent test. What are your thoughts on that, though?
You know, that it's tough, though, because, you know, that's a tough one. Because I've had where we've had patients with cancer, and every test keeps coming up normal. And it takes some of us doctors and nurses and families to go, something's not right, look deeper. And I can't tell you how many times I've had to actually re-x-ray or re-scan or re-MRI until finally it's able to pop up. Now, that's not as often or common as fraud in the system. But a lot of the fraud that we hear about, which is really unfortunate, are, you know, companies claiming they saw the patient when they didn't, companies claiming they did services that they didn't, but a test coming out normal or coming out abnormal that has to be followed up on, we have a standard of care. I think you need to lower your radio in the back. Yeah. We have a standard of care that we have to follow. So if I run a CAT scan on somebody who's a smoker, let's say, and there's a nodule there, and the radiologist is like, look, doctor, you know, I can't tell, you know, 100%, none of us can, but it's not big enough to biopsy, I would suggest a deeper type of imaging, a more expensive type of imaging. I would think it would be more fraudulent for somebody to order the most expensive type of imaging right off the bat. That would look more suspicious than somebody trying the x-ray, trying the CAT scan, and then trying the MRI. Unfortunately, that's standard of care. But that being said, John, there is a lot of misuse. There is a lot of fraud. They were talking about billions of dollars being wasted through Medicare dollars and Medicaid dollars, and we got to stop that because that's one of the reasons why our system is such a mess.
I agree 100%. And, you know, it just seems right that the company that's making the reading the x-ray or reading the CAT scan is doing the diagnosis, you know, is in a position to profit from additional testing. And, you know, like I said, you're a conservative, I'm a liberal. You know, our country's in the crapper right now. We need to come together, and I think that one of the best ways to come together is for us to work together to stamp out waste, fraud, and abuse. And it's
agreed.
Rampant in the healthcare industry.
John, I agree, and thank you for your call, and thank you for, you know, being calm, cool, and collected, because that's how we need to get things done. I really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got Frankie on the line. Hey, Frankie, what's going on?
Hello, Doc. I hope you're well today. I called you about a week ago. My name is Frankie, mm-hmm. And the topic was about poor treatment and mistreatment in hospitals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I explained that I walked into a big hospital here in town a couple years ago with a slight urinary infection and woke up 3.5 months later, you know, because they did a colostomy on me. They kept me sedated and unconscious for 3.5 months. I was the guy that the nurses told mm-hmm. me they hated me. It turned out they said I had tuberculosis and they did a colostomy on me for something about a diverticulitis disease. And the point is I had such a horrifying experience after spending 6 months in that hospital. Now it's time for me to have colon resection surgery so they can hook me back up without the colostomy. And I did the tuberculosis medications. It's all gone. But
good.
I'm frightened to death to go back to the hospital for the colon resection surgery after the horrible experience I went through.
No, I remember you, Frank, and I would be apprehensive, too. I didn't get a chance to find out. I mean, how did the staff tell you that they hated you? I mean, were they in the room and they said,
well,
Frankie, how did that go?
The nurse, one of the nurses, not a CNA, but a nurse, they had to gown up and put a mask on and gown up every time they came into my room to check me out for anything. Because of the fear of tuberculosis, which I believe was a farce. There was no symptoms or anything of tuberculosis. However, they said that I had tuberculosis, and then they did a colostomy on me. But the thing is the nurse would come in and she'd say, everybody hates you. And I said, why? And she says, you know, because you have the TB. And
oh, my gosh.
You know, anything I needed, they had to gown up, and it's such a procedure. I didn't eat any food for 6 months, you know, and they It was horrible.
You know, I don't think I have ever, I don't think I've ever hated any patient. I mean, I've taken care of people in the ER, you know, when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu with, you know, swastikas, and I don't even think I still was able to manifest that sort of emotion towards a patient, because I think somebody who, you know, wears a swastika tattoo is just a complete idiot. But, you know, I mean, I've drained rectal abscesses. I've touched communicable diseases. I've taken care of patients with tuberculosis. There's no reason to hate the person. I mean, we all get sick with something. And if that nurse said that, and, you know, and that nurse should probably never practice again, because those of us that are dedicating our lives to the medical field, and thank God for the nurses and the mid-levels and the doctors out there, and the dentists, physical therapists, pharmacists, we are putting, first responders, we are putting ourselves, you know, in direct patient care because we want to help you. I don't care if you smell. I don't care if you, you know, have a contagious disease. My job is to take care of you. And the fact that they have to do a little extra work, you know, putting on their mask and, you know, the whole quarantine process, et cetera, that's part of the job. And I'm sorry that happened to you. That should have never occurred.
Exactly. You know, I was unconscious for the first 3.5 months. They kept me sedated, and I had a family member come to visit me, and he says, "What's wrong with him?" The doctor says, "I don't know. He's not on any medication." And the nurses nodded their head, "Yes, he's been sedated for 3.5 months." Like, the doctor didn't even know what was happening, and the nurses knew, you know. Now I'm faced with the decision I have to go back to get a colon resection so I'm normal again. And I'm frightened to death, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Do you only have one choice? Frankie, do you only have one choice in hospitals? Or do you have...
At the time, I did, because I didn't have insurance. Now I have a Medicaid.
Okay, then this is what I would do. I would tell your surgeon, you know, your experience. And, again, I mean, where I live in Las Vegas, you know, the hospitals are phenomenal. But every now and then, you could have a staff person, you know, that's an idiot. But that shouldn't mar the whole hospital, even though I understand you are very traumatized by everything that happened to you. Of course, I don't have your medical record, so I don't know why you had to be in a coma and why you had to lose your colon, et cetera. But you need to talk to the surgeon, and you need to say, you know, look, do you think the best care was given to me at that hospital? If you do, I'll go back. If you don't, have, you know, admit me somewhere else. Do the surgery somewhere else, because I'm very reluctant. And, you know, you have to have that conversation with your doctor.
I put off this surgery for a year now because I'm over the horrifying experience I went through.
Yeah.
And he suggested we go to the same place because his office is right across the street. And they do have the best ICU in the country. And I spent 3.5 months in that ICU. And I'm just frightened to death, that's all.
I hear you, Frankie. Well, look, you keep me posted, all right? I wish I could tell you, you know, where to go. It's very, very frustrating what you went through, and I'm sorry you went through that. But, you know, if you need to get that colon repaired, don't put it off much longer, right. But have that conversation with your doctor on, you know, he may have no idea what happened to you, and if he thinks there's a better place for you, hopefully he'll, you know, arrange that. All right, guys, we're coming up on break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My city has phenomenal Catholic hospitals, as well as county hospitals and private hospitals. But if a Catholic hospital does not perform a procedure because it's against their beliefs, should they be sued? Should a hospital, all right, be forced to treat any patient no matter what their condition? Or do they have right to the religious beliefs? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so earlier this week, some of my listeners were pretty passionate about what was going on in Redding, California. Hold on a sec. The music's still going on. There we go. All right, good. Some people would rather hear the music. That's what happened. A lot of callers this week were like, can you just play music instead of Dr. Dahlia? Fine, I get that. But the ACLU is accusing Catholic Hospital in Redding, California for discrimination. And it's a case that has definitely sparked a lot of conversation as people are kind of, I guess, concerned at how a hospital can turn down a patient because of their religious beliefs. And then you have the other side going, but, you know, we're talking about Catholic hospitals. They do a lot for our country. They provide a lot of medical services. All right. They're, you know, privately owned, and don't they have the, you know, don't they have the right to, practice how they believe? You know, I mean, patients should have choices, but what happens when a patient doesn't have a choice? Now what do we do? So apparently there's a Rachel Miller who was expected to give birth next month, still expecting to give birth next month, okay? And while she was scheduled for a C-section, many women that choose to not reproduce anymore, during the C-section they could get their tubes tied. It's a very handy procedure, let me tell you, okay? I haven't had that procedure yet because I had regular deliveries, but I got to tell you, you know, it's a nice thing to not have to worry about birth control, okay? I know a lot of you guys think, you know, my husband doesn't want to sleep with me, but, you know, he still does, all right? I'm just as shocked as you all are, but, you know, he does. So, I'm not ready to get pregnant again, so, you know, I prefer birth control. So a lot of patients, when they go and they get a C-section, the doctors are able to tie their tubes while they're there. And it's a very practical, opportune time for that, so you don't have to go back to the hospital and have the procedure done a second time, be opened up, recovery time, etc. So many women that have a C-section, they're offered, do you want this done at the same time? All right, good. All right, and there's plenty of hospitals throughout California, throughout the country. Yeah, there's some areas where, you know, you don't have a hospital for miles. But unfortunately, the hospital that's owned by Dignity Health of San Francisco, which is, you know, the largest private healthcare company in the state, had declined, okay? And it was against their ethical and religious directives. So, I guess the ACLU got involved and threatened to sue them for discrimination. So, the threatened lawsuit argued that the hospital was discriminating against Miller, writing that the hospital was denying Miller medically indicated pregnancy-related care and choosing theological tenets over patient health. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Miller and her attorney decided to make a stand and asked the ACLU for help in order to protest what seemed to be a quote-unquote absurd decision. In the letter, the health group asserted that the hospital sterilization policy only allows sterilization to reduce or eliminate a present or serious pathology when a simpler treatment is not available. Okay? They sent a letter late last week threatening to file a lawsuit if the hospital didn't allow Rachel's doctor to perform the tubal ligation. The hospital agreed to grant an exception, and Rachel's doctor is now scheduled to perform the procedure when she gets her C-section. In 2013, the ACLU sued the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops over its guidelines barring doctors from discussing abortion as a potential option with patients. Now, I understand separation of church and state. I get that. And I'm not a Catholic. All right, but I don't understand how on American soil we are able to force a company or force an institution to do or allow something they don't believe in. Like I said, you know, forgive me for being naive, but when I first heard of this case, I thought the ACLU was coming in to protect, you know, the hospital. I was just taken aback when I saw where this was going. And the poor patient, all right, you know, why does the patient not have another hospital choice? According to this article, the next nearest hospital for her would be 160 miles away. Now, this is Redding, California. I don't know much about the geography, but I sincerely doubt that there's no other hospital 160 miles away unless she is forced to, by her medical insurance, to only go to that one hospital or another that's 160 miles away, which I think is ridiculous to make any pregnant woman travel that far, you know, to give birth or have a C-section. So, and I'm not saying, all right, then the lawyer should turn around and sue the insurance company, but how do you browbeat a hospital to do something that they don't want to do. Now, they agreed. They're going to do it. All right, fine. But from what we understand, the ACLU said they will not stop until hospitals and medical providers, et cetera, do not interject their religious beliefs. All right. Now, I'm not Catholic. All right. I really, really respect the Catholic, you know, religion. But if I had a patient that said, Dahlia, I need you to perform an abortion, and she was not in any medical danger and she wanted it elective, you know, I would decline. A, I haven't performed one. Technically I know how, but I've never performed one. So I don't think I would be able to do it safely. And, I would make a recommendation of her, you know, talking to her gynecologist or, you know, talking to her obstetric or her obstetrician to talk about her options and where she could go. But if somebody turned around and sued me, saying, you have to do it, okay, you have to allow this, I would be like, wait a second here, okay, you know, this is America, I have rights, and I would probably go to the ACLU for protection. Doesn't look like that would be a viable option for us. And I understand the ACLU does a lot of good work, right, but as we see more and more companies and more organizations want to, exercise their religious freedom, they're being threatened by lawsuits over and over and over again. Now, what about the flip side? Should a doctor project his religious belief onto a patient? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had a big problem with, there were some doctors from what we heard years ago, where a patient would come in, ask for birth control, and the doctor would say, nope, I'm not going to give it to you. It would be like a gynecologist's office. Nope, sorry, I'm not going to give it to you. Well, they paid a copay. They filled out paperwork. They're there in the office, and I guess, you know, service is denied. And I'm like, you know, you might as well have a sign outside so nobody pays money and goes through that whole process to get back into a room after a 2-3 hour wait just to be told, sorry, you're not going to do it. You know, I've had people ask me for amphetamine salts because a doctor in town who recently got arrested, I guess, was prescribing them, and patients are coming in asking for similar medicines. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I had no idea this is what you wanted. Let me refund your money. I apologize. I just don't prescribe amphetamine salts. This is something that I'm not trained to do. I think if a doctor has, a belief system, okay, there's still a standard of care that we practice, right? And if there's something that he is uncomfortable with doing, all right, you know, it's like some doctors, they don't like to do gynecology. They don't like to do pap smears. They don't like to do birth control. Then you let patients know, you know, we're here for other things. We'll manage your diabetes. We'll manage your, epilepsy. We'll manage your hypertension. But we just don't manage that. And doctors have a choice. It's one of the very few things we have left in this healthcare system that we're in. All right, you know, we have a choice, and you know, we have a right to say, look, you know, this is something I'm very good at, this is something I'm not. But my thing is why are patients being left with only one choice or another hospital 160 miles away? That's something that needs to be fixed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we got a couple things going on here. One of you called in, but you didn't want to be on air. You wanted me to talk about Nevada Health Co-op. Before I do that, apparently, for those of you that don't live in Nevada, and listen to me coast to coast, Nevada Health Co-op was an insurance company that I had a lot of high hopes for on the Obamacare state health insurance exchange. Shouldn't probably preface it by using the term Obamacare, but basically it was an insurance that was given birth out of the ACA, and it had a lot of issues in the beginning, but then it was really starting to impress. And unfortunately, we're finding out that it is pulling out. I believe it's completely closing its doors, and 14,000 recipients of that insurance and consumers of that insurance policy are now going to have to find new coverage at the next enrollment. We'll talk about that. But I have a Jackson who writes, I'm one of the very few liberals living in Alaska. the Alaskan Division. I thought there were a lot of liberals in Alaska. Look, Alaska's beautiful. I don't care who lives there. Just, you know, it's fine. The Alaskan Division of Insurance has just approved a 40% hike in rates. I heard that. A 40% increase. All right. When are we finally going to agree on a public option? Oh, hell no. I'm never going to agree on that. Yeah. Keep waiting. Yeah, I know. And I am jealous of you for living in Alaska. Alaska is beautiful. We need to do another Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska because that was fun. And then, you know, if there are already liberals out there, hopefully by the time I get done with you guys, you're all seeing the light. But that's okay, Jackson. 40% increase in insurance premiums. And I guess in New Mexico, one of the Blue Cross Blue Shield companies, I guess, was not approved to allow a rate increase. So they are opting out of the exchange. A lot of stories like that going on throughout the country. And you're going to hear more because a lot of states are coming up on open enrollment, which I believe is in November. So in my neck of the woods, you know, we had Nevada Health Co-op. What I started to like about them was they were starting to pay the claims. Okay, you know, as opposed to a lot of insurance companies that just kind of, you know, pretend like the doctor never saw the patient and, you know, you just don't get paid for months. But what I really liked about them is it didn't look like the patient portion was unreasonable. The patient portion with people having that one exchange insurance plan was lower than most of the other insurances. And I'm like, okay, now wait a second. And one of the reasons why I was earnestly trying to find a positive to what was going on is because I understand what our situation is as a doctor, as a business owner, and as a patient, okay? No matter who becomes president, okay, and God willing, it's somebody good, repealing Obamacare is not going to be an immediate fix to the disaster that we have right now in our healthcare system, okay? I mean, look at this, a 40% increase in rates. All right, you know, and you know, some of the insurance divisions are allowing it, some aren't. All right, less choices on the exchange, very high deductibles. Doctors closing up shop because if patients aren't paying their portion, they can't stay open. Whereas years ago, the insurance was the main source of income. Now you're relying on patients. Many patients are not still working full time. They're getting part-time work, so they're either uninsured or they're underinsured. So the system is a complete mess. So somebody getting into office saying, okay, we're going to repeal Obamacare, that's nice. And I commend you for your wanting to, you know, try to fix the problem. But unfortunately, the damage has been done, and it's going to take years to fix. What happens so quickly and so abruptly, like a hurricane, will take years to fix. So here we go. People are going to see the public option. You see. And years ago on my show, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. I don't want you to give Rush Limbaugh credit, okay? I'm the one saying this here. I know I sound like Rush Limbaugh, right? Yeah. I'm a girl. But I said years ago, guys, this ACA is a trap, okay? It fails. Socialized medicine takes over. This was the Washington administration's, Obama's, Pelosi's, Harry Reid's. It was the government's passive aggressive attempt, all right, to say, all right, you guys didn't want the public option, fine, here you go. And if you don't make this work, we're allowing private enterprise, we're allowing capitalism, and if this fails, you see, we got to go back, we have to go to public, government has to take over. And that, I'm getting patient saying that, just falling right into the trap. Dr. Dahlia, wouldn't a public option been better? Wouldn't, you know, maybe we should do what Canada does. We can't do what Canada does because, you know, half of our country doesn't pay taxes. Right? You can't sustain a healthcare system like Germany or Canada or England if you don't have everybody paying taxes. We don't have enough people paying taxes. It's not going to work. Right? Unless we revise our whole tax system, it won't work. Not to mention now I'm hearing in Great Britain, they have to try to incentivize doctors and pay them more just to get them to work. All right? Because apparently it's not enough, and they're having doctor shortages and doctor issues, especially in their A&Es. There are emergency rooms. So, you know, we're going towards a socialized system whether we like it or not. And I don't know how to prevent the drowning that's occurring. Okay? Nevada Health Co-op, nonprofit, they could not be sustainable because of the high medical costs. And we talked about this. Cancer drugs, $10,000 a month. Why the heck is a cancer drug $10,000 a month? Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's easy. It's a pharmaceutical company. Well, hold the phone here, okay? All right, we want our pharmaceutical companies to come up with drugs. And to come up with drugs and to go through the whole FDA process, it's pretty expensive. And then when we limit the patent time and we don't allow them to make the profits that they want to make, they are going to skyrocket their prices for the short amount of time they are able to sell their drug. So we caused that, all right? Our legislation caused that. I mean, healthcare, I mean, you know, everybody was upset. What, there's no Ebola drug? There's no Ebola vaccine? Well, no. If there's no profit margin, why would anybody spend the millions of dollars to make an Ebola vaccine or an Ebola drug? Dr. Dahlia, you know, there's super gonorrhea, and there's MRSA and CRE and all these, you know, bacterias. Why don't we have any new, good, fancy antibiotics coming around the bend? Well, because if, you know, all the affordable healthcare plan exchange plans cover generics and not brand name, who's going to make their money back if they come up with a new fancy brand name drug? Is there going to be enough of a market for them to make their money back on developing it? So you're not seeing a lot of that. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Pretty scary. We got a new cholesterol medicine. It's an injection. Pretty cool. All right. Helps. It's called Repatha. Okay, supposed to help prevent your liver from metabolizing your LDL, the bad cholesterol. But from what I'm hearing, that's costly too. So I don't know what the answer is. And unfortunately, in my neck of the woods, we've got 14,000 people that at least that have to now find new health insurance. And the Nevada Health Co-op really helped a lot of my patients out. A lot of people that couldn't find insurance and was just barely missing the mark for Medicaid were able to get on this. And I was kind of hoping that we would have a couple plans that would work. Because just sitting back going, oh, I hope Obamacare fails because then, ha-ha, I'm right. No, we're all going to pay. All right? This healthcare system that's collapsing, the only immediate cure would be government scooping in and taking over. Swooping in. All right, and I don't want the government swooping in anywhere. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
mom?
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Stay Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SAYAHNOW.com. SAYAHNOW.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.